We briefly mentioned in the last session the dangers of short-term thinking. So to mitigate that, the final session is chaired by an archaeologist. My name's Martin Jones. But let's move straight on to our first presentation, which is Katia Jaskowska, who's going to talk about the impact of water availability on food security.
Katia. Good afternoon. As I've been introduced, my name is Katia, and I'm from IFM, within the engineering department, and I'll today share my research, and I'm only halfway through my PhD, hopefully you won't judge me strictly. So nowadays, supply chains be significantly affected by water shortage, and this results in groundwater overpumping. So such companies as Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, and Nestle Perrier were affected recently by the event. Severe droughts affected the companies as Anheuser-Busch Solvay and Altamont Giana. And then water quality, which was resulted in contamination of water, and which was recently then used to the rice fields in Guangzhou province in China, affected rice suppliers further down the supply chain. As a result, all the companies have to change their supply chain structures. Some of them, they close down their operation processes in the area. Therefore, the aim of my research is to advance understanding of causal relationships between local resource availability and the demand side impacts of supply and geographically dispersed markets. And everything will be done on the example of food supply chain. And why it's important, I think, because the main suppliers of food at the moment are developing countries, which are already experiencing water shortages in their locations. Therefore, supplying globally, their local supply of water became restricted. So therefore, the water available for the local communities is running low. So as Jem already mentioned, the natural capital theory, in my case, will be used to emphasize the depletable nature of the resources and effects pollution and ecosystem change have on environmental distribution as a result of environmental disruptive economic activities. And this, in turn, creates ruptures between short-run performance and long-run prospects for economic output. Therefore, my research will adopt the natural capital theory, and then it will be used together with supply chain configuration analysis. And we also use a combination of factors such as natural resource supply, resource demand, and external environmental factors in order to show that resource availability is extremely important for companies and their configuration in supply chains. So each of the elements will be considered in turn. First of all, water supply. Is defined by amount of water available for utilization in specific geographical location. And water scarcity emerges when there is an imbalance of water supply and demand under certain institutional conditions. So the pioneer in defining water stress index was Fokker-Mantel, and he used the water available at the location divided by the population of the area. However, this index didn't actually consider many of the aspects, such as sectoral industrial usage of water, consumer level of income, which is mainly determining the amounts of water which will be used, and urbanization and industrialization of the area. Here's the Fokker-Mantel indicators, and basically four main categories of water stress at the moment. So water supply can be also influenced by quality of water at the location. And it also can be deteriorated by hazardous dissolved substances in water, or either by actions of human population of the area as implementation of hazardous pesticides or maybe inefficient water treatment. Water demand, on the other hand, characterized by the water footprint of the nation and a particular region. And also, one of the factors is industrialization of the region. So it has a a significant effect on availability of water, as there could be amount of different industries concentrated in the area, which requires a specific demand of water. Urbanization facilitates intensification of water deterioration. As already mentioned, there are different levels of incomes of the population worldwide. So, for example, developing countries on average consume much more water as developing world. Therefore, we have to consider this aspect, evaluating water available for the population of the area. Also, for the industry, there are different requirements for water and the quality of water. As for food and beverage industry, we have to use very high quality water, as well as quite a lot of quantity, I mean, quantity terms of water. As I already mentioned, there are several environmental factors influencing water availability. One of those is climate change, which is expected to account 20% of the global increase in water availability. So they can result in increased droughts, heat waves, glacial melting. Another factor is extreme weather events, which also has a direct influence on increased frequency of droughts and floods, and rank as the second most significant supply chain disruptor. Another event which has not that frequent occurrence, but still very much important, are El Nino and La Nina, which are events resulting in extreme changes in air pressure and also can facilitate heavy rainfall, coastal flooding, erosion, droughts, and monsoons. So now we turn back to the question, how food supply chain configuration can be affected by water shortage. First, I'll define the supply chain concept, which was based on strategic management theory, and it helped to align companies' organizational structure with operational environment. While supply chain reconfiguration strategy presents the ability to adjust supply chain structure with environmental constraints in a way that will help to supply chain symbiotically coexist with the environment. In our case, food supply chain will be another story, because the main focus of redesign will be on product attributes, and one of those is traceability of the product through the whole supply chain. Therefore, analyzing food supply chain reconfiguration parameters can help us to reduce vulnerabilities exposed by resource scarcity. So food supply chain configuration is mainly based on multiple supply chain configuration attributes in supply network design. In my research, I adopt Soraya and Gregory four-dimensional model, which presents by supply network structure, product value structure, supply chain process flow, and supply chain governance and coordination structure. Each one will be considered in turn, but I don't want to go too deep into details, so I will just say that supply network structure is mainly presented by tiers, and as you can see, there are supply tier, manufacturing, distributor, and customer tiers. Then there is also local supply base, which also can be potentially affected by water shortage. And the level of geographical dispersion, as a number of sites in geographical area, could also be taken into consideration analyzing water problem. Product value structure, as I already mentioned, has to include traceability of the product components, and particularly it will be product sources, as in our case water intensity, then product resource quality requirements, and waste generation, how companies can treat waste. In process flow structure, everything almost the same, but with the main concern in the production assembly operation, and how the water should be used in operational processes, and how quality of water is important in production and manufacturing processes. And suppliers' relationship also tends to be very important for companies, as it helps to reduce cost, time, and uncertainty. While water stress location becoming as a subject of concern for stakeholders at the moment, as a company's reputation becomes extremely vulnerable to resource availability patterns of particular locations. Here's the framework which was mainly not that in particular, but it, basically the main bits are in color, shows the different theories adopted in order to develop assessment framework, which was will be presented further. So it's a natural capital theory, which I'll talk about it before, traditional supply chain configuration theory, and everything is under a main domain of industrial ecology theory. Here's the main bit, is the assessment framework, which is a summary of what was said before. So as you can see, this is natural water supply, and it's different from different location. So determined by local climate, which is can be divided by 10 different types. Then natural water replenishment levels. There are also a few formulas to calculate this. And water quality and all the hazardous substances which can be found, which can influence the amount of water available further. All these can be influenced by external environmental factors as climate change, external extreme weather conditions, and El Niño and La Niña. Then the amount of water is left goes for industrial water demand, which is determined by number of industries operating in a particular location, and then the number of firms within the, each industry, and then the amounts of water required for each firm to produce their goods. And further, this could be supplied for local population, which is good, because the water used in locally can be reinvested again for local population. But the bad thing is, if maybe it's not a bad thing if it's not really supply, water surplus area, but I mean, global. If you supply a global population with water, which is extremely short of the area, it means that we transport short water, which isn't short, to another areas like in developed world, which is not really suffering as much as developing countries from water shortages. All this can go through wastewater recycling, which can benefit to natural water replenishment or deteriorate the level of water in the area. And then the rest of the water, which is left after industrial use, is further goes to the population of the area. Again, this is depends on urbanization level and the level of income of the countries. Further, we can use the index by Falkerman developed, but already influenced by our dimensions, and the defining the area by water stress can help companies further respond to the water risks in terms of their configuration attributes, which were again mentioned below, and further make a difference either to move their production from the area or to change some processes in the area. So this is like a closed loop system, mainly. So to test this assessment, water availability assessment framework, we used a secondary data case study, which is widely reported Coca-Cola, in the period of 1999 to 2006. It was a Pachimada plant in India. So as already mentioned, data was obtained through secondary sources, including primarily case studies and reports from governments, court acts, and news sources. There are three time series which shows the availability of water before Coca-Cola entered the area, during its operation, after. So as you can see, that water table depletion and significant water level deterioration at the area was primarily caused by a combination of local factors as changes in climate, high population density, deteriorating water quality, and global factors as increased supply chain dispersion and global demand. As a result, a state government was forced to close down the plant, and company chose to relocate the operation processes to from Pachimada to Barisa. So you can see there is a three-time series, and here the main parameters which were considered in the major diagram before. So as you can see, the average availability of water in bold, 3.1 million. And then the agriculture requires this amount of water, and average use water by population is 0.9, which already seems to be not enough water for local use. And then when Coca-Cola installed their plant, they started to consume even more water. Therefore, the levels of water significantly deteriorated. If you can see here, well, the table was 0.65, then they significantly deteriorated by 13 meters. After they left the area, the water table started to recover. As well, it's also very important and quite interesting thing, but I don't think that's actually was influenced by operation of Coca-Cola, but the rainfall at that time was significantly deteriorated from 3,000 millimeters a year to 1,000, which has also has significant effect on water tables at that area. The assessment framework is built upon three major domains: natural capital theory, configuration theory, and industrial ecology domain. So resource availability assessment framework suggests that global and local resource demand in a specific location in conjunction with external environmental factors can significantly deteriorate firm's operational environment. However, firm's operations can also significantly affect resource availability on a specific location. Therefore, the framework seeks to develop mechanisms to evaluate potential vulnerabilities and solutions available to firms through more proactive supply chain design and reconfigurations, and account for natural resources based primarily on network and resource attributes. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Kathy. We've sat time for some questions. Are there questions from the floor? Yes, please.
Thank you. That was very interesting. And I know your main purpose was not. I know your main purpose was not to look at the impact of Coca-Cola on the water table. But the one thing which, and you mentioned it, the one thing which really jumps out at you at that table is that 40% is the rainfall during Coca-Cola's time, and only 40% of what was there before, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
What proportion of the total water table? How much was recharge of the water table important? I mean, was it the fact that the state government just shut the plant prematurely because, after all, the whole problem was caused by a lack of rain, rather than it wasn't recharging the water table?
The problem was at that area as well. They invited Coca-Cola to the area. So, and then Coca-Cola started to operate. So the local community actually started this process against Coca-Cola, while the government is still trying to support Coca-Cola. And the main aspect to shut down the plant was, the replenishment level wasn't enough to sustain the local community life, because the main activity of the area was farming. So farmers started to leave the area. Therefore, it was the main aspect for governments to make a decision in closing the plant.
So Coca-Cola was the biggest user of water?
Yes, at that time it was the main aspect. Yeah.
Thank you.
Other questions? Right, well, thank you very much, Katya, for an excellent talk. And can we move